with Martin Bester. So three friends from Limpopo, their life dream was to go to the World Cup. They've been saving up the last couple of years. And ladies and gentlemen, Fatwane, Tommy and Brian are in St. Petersburg. Good morning to you, Fatwane.
Morning, Martin. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
Good, thanks. Good, thanks for the opportunity.
No, cool, man. Thanks for chatting to us. We were talking about your amazing journey on the show and how you guys saved up for this big moment. How big was the moment when you arrived in Russia for the World Cup?
It was, something that you can't really put words, describe it. It was actually better than we thought it would be, the whole vibe, especially being in a foreign country, it was just on another level.
And how's the acceptance there in Russia when it comes to other nations?
Surprisingly so, the people have been, very receptive, the reception has been brilliant, and, we have met, a lot of people from around the world, South Americans, Asians, fellow Africans, and, other people from other European countries.
Did you watch the 2010 World Cup here? Did you go to any of the games here in South Africa when you were here?
No, man. Unfortunately, at that time, I was a second-year student, at the university. I couldn't afford a ticket, So that was why, I always had this dream that one day I want to go to a World Cup, And luckily, in 2012, I met up with two of my friends, Tami Kuzuayo and Brian Mushreshwe, and they also had the same dream, of watching the World Cup. And we sat down and started planning, initially we were planning for Brazil 2014, but then we couldn't go to Brazil, and we just eventually, decided to focus all our energies and, saving towards 2018 Russia, and here we are.
That is amazing. And Tommy, have you seen any games since you've been there? What have you seen?
Yeah, we went to the Iran-Morocco game.
Oh, cool.
That was the second day we got here in St. Petersburg. And that was the experience was just electrifying, the atmosphere inside there.
That's amazing. And how's the food and the drinks been? Have you had some good vodka? I believe they've got a thing called Yosh or something, where they mix beer and vodka. Can you believe it?
Yeah, no, we have tried a few, I'm not really much into alcohol, and the food, I still prefer South African food, but yeah, I think I'll just allow maybe Brian to talk about the vodka, so he's more of a vodka guy.
Brian, I believe that you've sampled some of the local vodka. Any good?
Yeah, one of the things I do is I like tasting alcohol in different countries. So I tasted four different kind of vodkas, and I must say, they make them very nicely, and they taste very nice.
Listen, there's something called Yosh, where they mix the beer and the vodka. You must try that.
Yes. That was the second one that I tried.
Oh, okay.
It didn't get me drunk, which is good. So I think after the game, we'll join the Egyptians and have a round of drinks.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, listen, you guys must have the time of your life. We're going to watch all the pictures that you post on social media. And when you come back, you'll share some interesting Russian dishes and things that you've tasted over there with us. Cheers, guys.
Thanks,
I just love it, man. They're living the dream. The three friends, Fatwane Mpufuni, Tami Kuzwayo, and Brian Mshishu, they landed in St. Petersburg. The picture, you can just see the joy on their faces. Enjoy it, guys. Enjoy every moment. Take it in. Come back and tell us all about it. Goeiemorgen.
Start your day with Martin Bester.
Roll out of bed in the morning.
Als hij Martin in Spanje leidt een great show, luister het elke ochtend. Briljant.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.